Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year. Rosh Hashanah. Mimela, lefi dat cheshbon, El is the last month of the year. Lichoyer b'derecha avoido, we're in a tkufa of Tlas Nupuranusa, Shavda Nechemta, Tata de Tuvta. A Mahalach which started with Shiva Asa Batamus. And we have 3 weeks of Avelis for the Chorban. And the Haftoiras of those weeks. Tlas de Puranusa, Shlusha Haftoiras, predicting the Chorban, the Oynesh. Then we start with the Sheva de Nechemta, 7 Gvaltiga Haftoiras of Nechome. They go in ascending order. Not now, it's an interesting sugya, the whole of those 7 Haftoiras. Double the amount of Puranius, we have 7 Haftoiras of Nechome. And those Haftoras tell us HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming back to Klal Yisrael. That's the Gresta Nechomet. And it leads us to the 2 Haftoras of Tshuva, Tzom Gedalia and Shabbos Tshuva. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come back to Klal Yisrael. We want the actualization of those Nechomets. Tarta de Tshuvta. It's a Mahalach. The Ilu, in the year of yeshivas, Elul is the Aschol of the year. And it's not stop. Everything we have in yeshivas is a Mesoira. It goes back Doire Doiris. And the miyaste ha-yeshivas, the miyastim of the chinuch of yeshivas were miyased that Elul is the haschola. And then we have a very intense month of 5 weeks. Then you have sukkahs, the ben hazmanim, and then we start winter's month, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Most yeshivas, when do the new Bachrim come to the yeshivas? Shkoidish El. People change shiurim. Shkoidish El. Shkoidish El is always a new perik. Most yeshivas a new mesechta. Some yeshivas, another perik in the Sefer they learned in the summer's man. Oh, it's a naya haschola. El's a naya haschola. Valoidovahu. The choir, when we see the darker avoido, El is the end. Or the mahalach from that we said before, of Kolponim, it's part of a mahalach which starts Shivasa Batamas and finishes Yom Kippur. So why, when it comes to the Shnas HaYeshiva is El Das Cholam. Maybe he'll tell me for new Bochrim, they come the 5 weeks, they get their feet wet, they realize what they've let themselves in for, they've got time to be mischarit. And then, you know, Ben Azmanim, it's not so bad, you can survive. And then you can start the winter's man with a bread. I mean, okay, if that would be the whole cheshbon, it would only be that the new bachur would come in El, but you see that the whole yeshiva year starts in El. Halu Dovahu. The Mishnah in Ovis Perik Gibel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Reb Chanina ben Doisa Oimer, Kol sheyiras chetoi kodemis lechochmosoi, chochmosoi miskayemis. If a person's yiras achet comes before his chochme, then his chochme is miskayem. V'chol shechochmosoi kodemis liyiras chetoi, ein chochmosoi miskayemis. But if his chochme comes before his yira, then his chochme is not miskayem. What's the pshat? Dafke yiras chetoy has to come before his chochme. People, after you ask, Bochim, what are you coming to yeshiva for? What are you hoping to achieve in yeshiva? I want to learn how to learn. Want to learn how to learn so that the rest of my life I'll be able to learn properly. Yiras chetoy has to be koyde in the chochmosoi. If you want the chochma to be miskayim, then kol she yiras chetoy kodem is the chochmosoi, the chochma is miskayim. But kol she chochmosoi kodem is the yiras chetoy, he comes to learn without the yira, then ein chochmosa miskayim. Oba advarim tzvichim biyo. L'choyre, chochme and yira, two separate things. What's the biyo that davke kol she yiras chetoy kodem is the chochmosa and the chochme is miskayim? And if he learns well without Yira, so he can't have Chochmah, his Chochmah won't be Miskayim. Well, why not? But we find an interesting Gemara in Yuma, Daf Dalet. The ganze sugi here about the Prisha of the Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara brings one of the Mekoyros from Maimon HaSinai. And the Gemara brings a machlokes about kolponim that Moshe Rabbeinu was poirish for 6 days before he went to be mekabel the Torah. The Gemara declares why. What's the idea of this prisha that he had of 6 days? So the pashtus in this part of the sugya. The sugya is learning that these 6 days of prisha were after Maimed HaSinai, and they were the first 6 days of the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was Oyle Lahar. And before he was Oyle properly, the Kabbalah HaTorah, then Moshe Rabbeinu was Poirish for 6 days. The Gemara brings Ramasya ben Chorosh Oimer. Why did the Torah, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu make Moshe Rabbeinu be Poirish? Says Vayishkoin, Kvoid Hashem al HaSinai Vayichaseihu He'ono. The Gemara is learning here that the Vayichaseo Onon, first the Onon covered Moshe Rabbeinu for 6 days. Vayhi bayom ashvi, vayhi kor Hashem el Moshe. Zokter Masya ben Chorosh. Leiboa kosev ele la'aye molov. The whole reason for this precious was to bring him to a madrega of Yiro. Kedeshe teheya Torah nitenes be'eima bereses be'zeo. That the Torah, when he gets the Torah, he should have a Mirdika Madrega of Yira. So Dr. Rashi, the apostle is coming, this tzivu is coming, Lahavdilo mibnei Adam, Shetochul olov Eima, Bios levadoi, Yovin viyosim levovoi likoles lamachle ashchina beiro, beimo. Torah has to be beimo bereses bezeo shenema, ivdo is Hashem beiro, beovid Hashem with yiro, vegilu biroado. By vegilu biroado. Be sameach with trembling. Gilu bira adam is be sameach with trembling. Frank the Gemara, by the gilu bira adam. What does it mean? What's the pshat? Gilu bira adam. Omer of adam, ba masne, omer rav, bemokim gila, shom tehera adam. Sokht rashi, emeridika rashi. Bemokim gila, matan toira. The mokim of simcha is talking about matan toira. Shel haluchos, tichsip pekudei Hashem yesharim mesamchei leiv. The Eibishter is giving Torah. If the Eibishter is giving Torah, it's going to be a matzav of a simcha. And the pasuk says, gilu bira'ada. With that simcha, there has to be ra'ada. The gilu is the pekudei Hashem yesharim mesamchei leiv. B'mokim gila, b'mokim of that simcha of Torah. Shom tehera ada, gilu bira ada. There has to be yira. So Moshe Rabbeinu was oile lahar to come to the machne shchile, to be given the luchos mamish, and to be taught kol haTorah kule. There had to be a prisha of 6 days of avoida beyira before he comes to the shchile. Before he gets Torah. That's how Rashi learns. Before he gets Torah, there has to be a precious of an avoida of Yira. But why? There's a Gemara, a famous Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara brings Omer Reish Lokish, Mai Dichsiv, Vahoya, Emuna Sitecho, Chose Yeshua's Chochma Vadas, Yiras Hashem Hiyotzore. Sok the Gemara, Sok Reish Lakish. What's the pshat in this posuk? Emunas Itecho, Chose Yeshua's Chochma Vadas, Emunas Eseidas Roim, Itecho Zeseidas Moyed, Chose Zeseidas Noshim, Yeshua's Zeseidas Ezekin, Chochma Zeseidas Kodshim, the Das is say the Taras. Is a Meridika Gemara, a very interesting Gemara. Again, it's not our sugya now. How the Gemara Darshans, what's the which one of these words is connected, one of the Sidre Mishnah. Abba Lamaisa, the Gemara is learning that this pasuk is koilel kol Torah Shebal Peh. The Gans of Torah Shas Mishnais. Zog the Gemara, the pasuk ends, Yiras Hashem, he oit sorrow. Vafilu hochi, even though you have the whole Torah here, Yiras Hashem, oit sorrow. Moshul the Adam, zog the Gemara, She omalish luchoi, a moshul to a mensch who tells his shliach, Helili kurchiti lalia, bring up, bring me a kur of wheat and put it in the storehouse. Holach vehel onloi. Put it in the aliyah. And that's what he did. He was a shliach ne'emon. He went and brought a kur of chitim and he brought it up. Omalei, so the mensch says to him, Eravto li bohen kav chumtin. Did you put in a kav of chumtin? Chumtin, explains Rashi, is a certain type of earth which preserves the chitim. Did you mix in together the preservative, the kav chumtin, omalei lav? Said, well, you didn't tell me to put in preservative. You told me you wanted exactly a kur of chitin. So I weighed out a kur of chitin and I put it in your aliyah. Omalei, so the mensch ordering the wheat, says to him, mutav im lo yaleisa. Oivei, it's better if you wouldn't have given me any wheat. Why? Why was it better that he wouldn't give any wheat? So Rashi, the kav chumtin is mishameris isaperis milahatia. Wheat, anybody knows anything about storing wheat. Wheat has a netiah when you bring it from the field. Sometimes it has eggs of shrotzim, of flies, of moths. On time b'didi ave uvta. Years ago, we used to store the wheat for Pesach in my mirpeset. And one year, after a few months, the mirpeset and then the whole house was covered with these moths. It was oyim and oyra. We couldn't get rid of them. It was mamsh oyim and oyra. Come on, that was the last year I let them put the wheat in my house. Now we store it in an official place, and they fumigate the whole machzan there of wheat. And you can't go in there for a couple of weeks, as well as sakonis the foshas for people as well. They kill anything that's any living creature. And kamuva is done with the pikuach. How you do it? So the wheat's not affected. Amar l'maisa, that's this gemara. Helesale li. Did you put in the kav chumtin? If not, mutav shle aleisa. Mutav shle aleisa. You want the whole aliyah? The aliyah is in his house. So like when I stored my wheat, right? It's just been full of worms. Mutav shle aleisa. What do I need all this wheat for? It's oyim and oyra. And the mice, you can't use the wheat afterwards either, because they eat all the wheat. So every kernel of wheat had a little hole in it from the ate the wheat germ. They're very health conscious. But these tzeloim, al koponim mutav shle aleisa. What's that mean? You see that yiras Hashem hi oitzaroi. Yira is the storehouse of Torah. You can have kol haTorah kula. Kol shisha sidrei mishnah, kol Torah shebal peh, vafilu hochi, I yiras Hashem hi oitzaroi, and if not, mutav shelo aleisa. If you have Torah without yira, you've got all this produce without a place to put it, without a storehouse, without something which will preserve it. Yiras Hashem is the preservative of Torah. And that's l'maisa, what the Mishnah is saying. Kol sheyiras chetoi kodemis lechochmasoi chochmasa miskayemis. If you have the yira, you have the oitzer of yira, then the chochmas miskayem. But kol shechochmasa miskodemis leyiras chetoi, ein chochmasa miskayemis. It gets eaten up by all the worms and all the flies and all the moths. It rots. And the Nefesh HaChaim in Shah Dalet Perik Hei says the same. He explains it a bit more. Ho'av ha-mechalik tvua lebonov. The marshal, the edge, the father is giving out tvua to his kids. Hu mechalik menoisei lekol echad minas ha-tvua kvi asher yachzik ha-tzorah shel ha-ben asher heichin al zeh mikoidem. He gives each child the amount of tvur that he's got a place to keep the tvur. She'afim yirtzav v'yodoy psucho litein loy harbe. And even if the father wants to give a tremendous amount, he wants to give his kinderlach all this tvur. On the given shabed ede yochel lekabel yoiser machmas she'ino tzara godel kolkach sheyuchel achzik yoiser kama avi efshelo litein loy ato yoiser. If the son doesn't have a place to put the tvur, or put a lot of tvur. So even though the father wants to give him a tremendous amount of tvur, but he doesn't have anywhere to put it. So the father's going to give him all this tvur and it just rot. That's not a toiva for his son. V'im lo heichin lo yaben af oitze cotton. And if he doesn't even have any oitze, gamo av lo yite lo klau. So the father won't give him anything if he doesn't have an oitze. What? He should have put in his bedroom a whole load of tvur and just become wormy and full of flies. Kivchein loy mokem mishumish it is kaim etzloy. Kein hu yismarach shemoy. Yodoy psucha kivyochel ashbia tamid. The Eibishter's hands are open. The Rabbeinu Shlomo is Avinu. And when we daven for Torah, we dafka use that Lashon Avinu. Why? How is the Rabbeinu Shlomo our Tati? How is he our Tati? Gemara Zogt, Gimu Shutfi Ba'odom. The father and the mother down here, biological father and mother, each one gives five things. Five Inyanim of Gashmias. And the Rabbeinu Shlomo is the Shutav Ashlishi. The Rabbeinu Shlomo gives us 10 things. And all those 10 things are the Neshama and the Chiyus and the Ruchnias of the Gufa Adam. And Be'etzem our Neshama is a Chelik Elokam Imal. The Eibishter is our father. The Eibishter is our Tati. Just like our human father is our father. There's a connection. The Eibishter gives us of himself. Like the father gives of himself, the mother gives her himself for the next dar. The Shutav Ashlishi, the Rabbeinu Shlomo is Poshet Kipshutai Avinu. Atati. And in many ways, he's more of our Tati than our father and mother in this world. Because each one of them give us 5 things, and they give us the Gashmi's things, and if the Rabbeinu Shlomo takes away his chelik, the Gemara says, the chelik of the parents is munach. Nothing there. A goof without nichius. Zog the nefesh ha-chayim, kein hu yisparach shemo yodoi psucho kiviyocho la-ashmiya tamid l'kol ish me'am skulosoi roiv chochma u'bino yisera. The Eibishter wants to give us Torah. Shetiskayim etzlom. But he wants to give us the Torah which will be niskayim. V'yikashrom aluach libom. And the Torah should be connected with us. Lishtasheya itam bevoyom le'oilom amenucha v'talmudom biyodom. When the Mishnah says, kol sheyiras cheto kodemis chachmasim is kayemis, look, the nefesh ha'chaim, it's not only in this world. It's about in this world, v'yikashrim aluach libom, in this world. Aber the Torah, the Rabbeinu Shlomo wants us to take the Torah with us to Olam Haba. Chochmosoi miskayemis is that we should come to Olam Haba v'talmudoi biyadoi. Lishtasheya itom bevoyom le'olam ha'menucha v'talmudoi biyadom. The Eibishter wants the kiva in Olam Haba machmas our Torah. And yodoi psucha, he wants to give and give and give us Torah. Omnam adov v'tolui lefi oitze hayiro shetekadem el hodom. Obetz toli, if he has an oitze, where can we put the Torah? Shimeichid loy ha'odom oitze godol shel yiras Hashem tahoyro. Kein Hashem yitein loy chochmo svuna beroiv shefa kvi shetachzik oitzore. Hakol lefi godol oitzore. If a mensch has an oitze of yiro, then the Rabbeinu Shlomo will fill that oitz of Yira with Torah. What do we say in the Mizmah that we say on Shabbos? Or Kopani, the Mizmah we're supposed to say on Shabbos. Hashamayim, Psarpi Kvod Kael, Teres Hashem Tmima. So we say about the Torah. Eidus Hashem Ne'mono, Kudi Hashem Yisharim, Mitzvah Hashem Bara, Yiras Hashem Tahoira, I medis laat. So the pasuk, if there's Yiras Hashem with his Torah, then the Torah is Tahoira. The Tahoira goes back on the Torah lechoira. Is there Yiras Hashem Tmeya? How can there be Yiras Hashem Tmeya? And Amai, the kavod of the pasuk is Yiras Hashem. Is there Yiras Hashem with your Torah? Then the Torah is Tahoira, and the Torah is Omedis La'ad. Chochmosim is Kayemis. Chochmosim is Kayemis La'ad. Olam Aziv, Olam Abo. Aber im Kol Zeh, what is the Hezbeh? What's the hesba? What's the biu hadvorim? Why is the oitzer davka yira? Why is the kiyum ha-toyra toli on the yira Hashem the mensch has? The derech Hashem, the chedik dalet perik beis, the ramchal is marich of the idiot of Talmud Torah. He tells us meridikazach. Tells us the Rebbeinu Shalom created his Torah, and he was kosher with his Torah a meridik hashba of kedusha. And that hashba of kedusha, he says, is ke'ein mitziusa yisbarach. And he says, when a person learns Torah, he connects with that hashba of kedusha, be'etzem he connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, but there are two tanoi. One tanoi is hayira, and the second tanoi, tikkun ha-maisa. And he explains, if a person realizes what Torah is that kesher with the Borei Olam, that makar of shefa which comes of kedusha from the Borei Olam, so Vadil have Yira. When we're learning Torah, it should have that Hakara. Meridik, it's Torah Sashem. But if a person doesn't have the Yira, Im Tnai Zeh Yechsar Mimenu, if a person learns Torah without any Yira, Lo Timoshecha He'ora Al Yodai, then that He'ora with an Aleph, Or, the Or Hashem won't come. V'lo yudvarav ele kashar kol adiburim ha'inoshiyim. And all his learning will just be like stam shmuzing, stam dibur ha'inoshi, stam speaking. Hegyoinoi kekori geres. And he's reading the Heilige Torah, but without any hero. What is it? It's like he's reading a newspaper. Umach shevoisov. And his thoughts, he's thinking in Torah, he's working al Chabura. Oh, he doesn't have any Yira. He's just kechoshe b'divrei olam. Like he's thinking about sports. If it would be an Israeli olam, I would say he's thinking about politics. A chutz la'aretz olam, Bochim don't even know what politics is. Even the people who study it in England and do their A-levels in politics don't know what it is. Till you come to Eretz Yisrael, you don't know what politics is. Habal kolpanim. If it's no Yira, when he's thinking in Torah, it's like thinking in Divrei Olam. V'ad Rabbah Zochta, La'ashmatei Choshev Loi. It's an Aveira. She'korav el HaKodesh Bli Moira. He's coming to Kodesh to learn Heilige Torah without any Yira. U'meikil Roisha Lifnei Boiroi. Oide medabel afono v'misasek b'kedushosu yisborach. V'ulam kvi madregas ha-moira. According to the Lefi, how much Yira he has, like the Nefesh HaChaim says, V'shia ha-kovet v'azihiris boy, how much kovet he has for the Torah, Ked yeshia yekar ha-limud u'madregas ha-shba ha-nimshechis on him. That's how much this hashba of Kedusha will come. The Eibishter connected a meridika Kedusha with our Torah. A meridika Kedusha. A kedush of Dveikas Mashem Yisbarach. The Nefesh HaChaim explains the next perek why Limud HaTorah is that Meredik of Dveikas Mashem Yisbarach. Nocham on another sugya. But am I serve to accept it? It is. So if a person is aware of that, and if a person realizes that Torah is Torah Hashem, that he has that Yira, then says the Derech Hashem, then that Shefa of Kedusha connects, and he connects with the Borei. Abba, Meridik Hazach, he's saying, if he doesn't, and there's no Yira, then his Torah is completely chol. It's like studying physics. It's like schmoozing about in Yonim of Olam Hazeh. And there's no Kedusha, there's no Dveikus. Lachain. If he's there, we can understand. If a person has Yiras Achet, Kodemis L'Chochmosoi, So there's Pashut, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connected with his Torah. Uvechein, it's Oymedes La'ad. His Shaychus La'netzach. How do we have Shaychus La'netzach only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If our Torah connects us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the litmus test if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connected to our Torah is if there's any Yira there. If there's Yira, then it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah that we're learning, and that Torah is Kayam La'ad. Levaisa, later on in Perek Gimel, in Mishnah Chof Aleph, Mishnah says Lehedja, Im ein Yira, ein Chochma. If there's no Yira, then there's no Chochma. So it's not Chochma Satoira. It's Chochma Schizoidius. It's Stam. It's like Chochma Schizoidius, which is not real Chochma, has no keel. Oh, there's a shtickle kasha here. Because the Hemshech of the Mishnah, Im ein Yira, ein Chochma, yeah. Of the Mishnah says, continues, Im ein Yira, ein Chochma, Im ein Chochma, ein Yira. So one second. They tell me, if I don't have Yira, I don't have any Chochma. I have to have Yira, otherwise the Torah is not Torah. Not the Heilig of Torah. But then you tell me, Im ein Chochma, ein Yira. If I don't have Torah, I don't have Yira. So how am I going to start? Im ein Chochma, ein Yira. Im ein Yira, ein Chochma. No, I want to start learning, but I can't. You need Yira. I need Yira. Im ein Chochma, ein Yira. Okay, so I want to learn. Im ein Yira, ein Chochma. Well, that was the pshat. The chayyot a stira be'etzem. The ganze mishnah is a whole mishnah like this. Goes. Im ein aleph, ein beis, im ein beis, ein aleph, kam ein yonim. Over the gon, other before she wants a mevare, but the gon's mevare a meridik abil and a pesach tikva for us. Mamish a pesach tikva. In mishlei perik tes. Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk says, Tchilas Chochma Yiras Hashem. Oh, that's what we've been learning. That's what we've heard the whole time. Tchilas Chochma Yiras Hashem. Zokta Gon. But it says, Im ein Chochma ein Yira. So how does it start? The Hikshu Eze Mehen Koidem. Zokta Gon, a Yesoid. In any project that a person wants to do, Soif Maise b'machshava tchila. Anything that a person wants to do, the first thing that comes into his brain has to be the Sof Maise. The marshal, a person wants to build a building. What's the first thing that comes into his brain? The plans of the building? All the breakdown of how the building is, how much cement he needs, how much wood he needs, how much glass he needs? No. The first thing that comes into his brain is the Soif Maisa b'machshava tchila, is the final product, the picture of the building. He has to decide, what building do I want to build? And what's the tachlis of the building? And then he gets down to business and he starts planning how l'maisa to make this building and how do I get to this tachlis? And he makes the plans and then he gets a builder and he starts building it. And in the end, you get the final building, which was Oile b'machshavtoi, right at the very beginning. So the Gon, that's the pshat in this Mishnah. Ki b'machshava hatachlisu tchila. V'achar kach achochme eich la'asos. So the Gon, v'ayiro hi hatachlis. And the tachlis of everything in this world is to come to Yiras Hashem. And therefore, what the Mishnah is telling us, b'machshava, a person has to want to come to Yira. V'im ein Yira, ein Chochma. And if he doesn't want to come to Yira, he's not trying to get to any Yira, Then ein chachma, this chachma sator is useless. Aber lemaise, to get to yira, you have to have chachma sator. How can you have yira Hashem without chachma sator? Who's Hashem? What's Hashem? What's Hashem want from us? The Rebbeinu Shlomo gives schar, gives oynish. How do you know? What's the schar? What's the oynish? V'chule, v'chule, v'chule. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want now? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want the next minute? Only through Chochma can we come to that. Im ein Chochma, ein Yira. But the Tachlis is the Yira. And the Chayn, when a person starts, Kol Shin, Yira's Chetoi, Kodemis, L'Chochmosu, Chochmosu, Miskayemis, because the reason why he's learning is to get to that Chochma, to get to that Yira. But Kol Shin, Chochmosu, Kodemis, L'Yirasu, if he's not trying to learn to get to that Yira, then Ein Chochmosu, Miskayemis. Im Ein Yira, Ein Chochma. You have to want to come to Yira. That has to be the matara of the Chochma. And then you sit down and you learn and you steig and you get to Madrigas and Madrigas and Madrigas in Yira. If ain't Chochma, if all he wants is Yira, 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 then it's stam frumkeit, like the Mashgiach say, Chetzadim Kodesh used to say, stam frumkeit, frumkeit nourish. Without Torah, it's garnished. He made Chochma in Yira. Lemaisa, this gone's a meridika pesach tikva for us. Because if we realize that we've been saying, we need the oitzer of Yira. We need to have Yira for our Torah to be miskayim. But when I sit down and learn, I have Yira. When I sit down and learn, I'm sitting learning, trying to understand the sugya. And the Nefesh HaChaim says, when a person's learning a sugya and he's misamig in a sugya, how can he think about Kodesh Baruch at the same time? If a person's learning a sugya bigu, and he's learning that spends the whole morning figuring out a bigger sheker that the shakran could say, and a more chachmadikir sheker that a person could say. And he spends the guts of the whole morning learning the sugya migu. So, where's the yira? So they're gone. The yira has to come first. He has to want to come to yira. And then Nefesh HaChaim says that before a person starts to learn, he should be with bakish yira, lemaisa. We daven every morning. A ganze tefillah, a ganze bakosha. Avo rabo. A meridika bakosha. Avo rabo should be bokeh. There shouldn't be a roof on this base medrash if we really want what Avo rabo tells us. They bring that the Netziv said on the day when he wasn't mechavin in Avo rabo, he wasn't able to be mechadish. He had a huge oitza yira, and he had to activate his oitza yira. We knew about kolponim. This the mocking to be making ourselves with yira. Avinu malkeinu, tati malkeinu, mavu avesini shebatchu v'cho v'atlam dein chukei chayim. You taught the chukim of chayim. You taught the rules of life. To Avoseinu, whether it's the Ovis HaKadoshim, whether it's the Dor Mekablei HaTorah, Nechleku HaMeforshim. Kein Tchoneinu Slamedeinu. Give us a Matnas Chinam. Tchoneinu means a Matnas Chinam. I don't deserve it. Oh, but give me a Matnas Chinam. Teach us Torah. Teach us the Chukei Chaim. And then we ask a Mirdika Bakosha. Five Lashonis of Rachamim. Reb Shloimeh Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Livracha used to say, this is the only place in the whole Siddur HaTfilah that we find five Lashonos of Rachmim come together. Ov is also a Kerachim of Albonim. Avinu, Hov,
Horachamon, Hamerachim, Rachim Aleinu. We pour our hearts out, Ribbono Shel Olam. Oh, Tati, please. Be Merachim Aleinu. V'seim libeinu lehovin ulehaskil. Nusach Sfaradi is seim libeinu bino. Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say bino. Could be that's what it means. Could be v'seim libeinu, give us the cheshek lehovin ulehaskil, and to live seichel dik. Lishmaya, lilmoid, to learn what I'm learning. And not learn, like we say in yeshivas. When do people, when in yeshivish sprach, what do you mean to learn? You ever learn anything? In yeshivish sprach, learning means to go through a sugya and to work out all the shverkites of the sugya, what it means. Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, Rishonim, whatever. You go to Shir, write it down, and then you go on the next sugya. Did you learn anything? Did you take any information with you? Is we ask our Kodesh Baruch Halilmaid, Ulelamid, Lishmar, Vilasois, Ulekayim, Shmira is mitzvahs loisese. Lasos is mitzvahs asei. Lekayim is the drabonons, which are the kiyum atoyah, the siyogim. Es kol divrei salmud toyah secha. Every sif cotton, the last sif cotton of the latest poskim. Es kol divrei salmud toyah secha. Anoch ba'avo. V'hoyre neidu b'sayah secha. Light my eyes up. I should look everywhere Torah-dik when I look at the world. V'dabek libeinu b'mitzvah secha. Give us a dvikas halev. Connect us with your mitzvahs. Or as some of the mefarshim explain, connect us to you through your mitzvahs. V'yachei levaveinu li'avo le'yiro eshemecha. And our hearts should be focused on one thing, Yachei Levaveinu, Avo and Yiro. The Malbim says, when Yiro comes after Avo, it's Yiro Saroimimus. When Yiro comes before Avo, it's Yiro Saoinish. So Mahalach, La'avo and then Le'yiro, to feel your presence. And that's Ribbono Shel Olam. Tati Avinu Ho Varachamon. That's what I want today. That's what my learning should bring me to. And then we can sit down and open the Gemara. Okay, Fatif did the sugya. Because Yiras Chetenu was Kademis Lechachmasenu. We want to come to Yira, as the Gaon says. Im ein Yira, ein Chachma. You have to want to come to Yira. If ain't chokhma in Yira, but if you want to come to Yira, then a person's chokhma is miskayemis. We started out with a question: why is El the haschala of the shana in yeshivas? Nani is daiti because of this yisoid. Elul is a Meridika time. In Elul we blow the shofar every single day. The Torah says the reason we blow every day the shofar is Kedei lahazir amal atshuva. Why? Because the pasuk says Im yitoka shofar ba'ir va'om lo yecheradu. If you hear a shofar, then people are not going to get scared. And for us, we don't understand that pasuk. A shofar makes us scared. That's because a shofar, in the old days, used to be a siren of war. And when the city was being attacked, and the shomrim saw from far there's an enemy coming, they would blow shofars. Shofar's a siren. Baruch Hashem, most of you have never been in a war. And even a few months ago, over here, there was the siren one day in Yerushalayim. People told me in the Beis Medrash, they didn't hear the siren. You know, the Hanami, maybe the siren's on the gear to people of Yoshua Beis HaMedrash. There wasn't a sakana for the Yoshua Beis HaMedrash. Meridik Anisim, right? They shot 7 rockets, and 5 of them they knocked out, and 1 of them fell in an Arab village, and 1 fell on an empty building in a Freya kibbutz. Why? Oh, because we had the Iron Dome. No. Because the Oilam here was sat and learnt. That's our Iron Dome. Baal Kolponim. In the old days, we would hear a shofar. Look, sometimes a Mollah person wakes up when he hears an ambulance, the siren of an ambulance. And then he goes past, oh, shine. But in the old days, a shofar meant milchame. People are going to pachad. Why do you have to have a pachad? So the Zoya Kodesh, there's a Zoya which they bring in the Machzorim. Some people say it before Tkiyah Shofar. And there the Zoya Kodesh asks, why does the Kodesh Baruch have that Rosh Hashanah? Every year the Rebbeinu Shalom has to be Yosheb and Mishpat and give Rishus to the Satan and all the Mekatrigim to say all their Kitrug on the Mensh. And the Melitze Toiv and the Chuler, the Rebbeinu Shalom decides once a year. The Rebbeinu Shalom knows what's going on every single second. Why does he have to have a special day to decide what's going to be in Tovshin Pei Beis? Mi yichye, mi yomus. So the Zoya Kodesh, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need it. It's not for him. So the Zoya Kodesh, the Pasuk says in Koheles, Vo Elokim asa sheyira milafanov. The tachlis of the Bria is yira. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to come to yira. So he gives us one day in the year when we realize Hashgocha in a more intense way than we realize the whole year. By the way, we mam in the whole year. Of the Avodas Hayoim of Rosh Hashanah. We wake up and we realize the Rebbeinu Shalom is deciding what's going to be Tovshin Pei Beis. Every prat, every sif cotton of the year. Mistoba this year. People will say in the sun of Toikev, Mistoba this year, most people will think, who was last year saying, mi yichyo, mi yomus, and are not here this year to say it? Kama yibareyun, v'kama yavoyrun. Mi yisyaso, mi yishole. How many is the amount of Yisurin a person is going to have? There were those people who lichaira had Corona, don't even know it. Bani b'neim. There are those people who were months in hospital. My wife was b'neim. Mi yisyaso, mi yishole. Or Hashem, the koyach of the Talmidim, the tefillahs all over the world, she had nisei nisim, Baruch Hashem. Then we have to be moide, first to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, secondly to everybody who davened for her. Baal Kol Ponim was all nikva. We were there in Achziv, the new Bochum, don't know what that means. Well, everybody was there, knows all the mashmas of being in Achziv, right? And that interesting base medrash we had with those interesting machines at the front, which were right near me. It was all Nikva Rosh Hashanah. Why? Sokhtar Zaya Kodesh, because the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to come to Yira. Elul, we blow a shofar to wake us up. Yira! Is Lichaira. The Miyaste HaYeshivas were Magdim. You want to come to learn. And you want the Chochmas to be Miskayemis. Not only in this world. Even in Olam Haba. Has to be a Hakdama. 5 weeks of Avoida, of Yira with Torah. And then They can start the winter's man, sit down and learn Behemshech. I'll be that year, I'll be what we were Zoicha in El, Aseisim Etruva. But the Hagdome to Torah has to be Hiras Chetoi. Avoidas al El. Ez Hashem Yisbarach Shemoi. We should all be Zoicha. This El. To be make a Hagdome to our Torah. Yiras Chet, Gilu Birada. The Rabbeinu Yoina, in the beginning of Einoimdim in Brochas, he asked the Kasha, Gilu Birada, how can you have Simcha and trembling at the same time? Or it's a stira. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu was Gilu Birada, but Mokim Gilu Shomte Yirada. So the Rabbeinu Yoina, when a person realizes his whole tachlis is to come to Yiras Hashem, in Yiras Basav Adam, in human fear, a person can't have Simcha at the same time. When a person's in a situation of danger, he can't be enjoying it. He can't have Simcha. But by Yiras Hashem, Dr. Pungfakert, by Yiras Hashem, and that's the whole Tachlis, the Ike, and when a person's Zoicha to a Mashahu of that Yiras Hashem, Gilu Birado, they have a tremendous Simcha, because that's the whole Tachlis, that's what he wants. He says, therefore, we find two psukim. Ivdu is Hashem beYira, the Ivdu is Hashem beSimcha. So, Rabbeinu Yoina, the pesha between the two psukim is to be Ovid beYira and to be Sameach with that Yira. And Rabbeinu Yoina finishes the Pachadika Zog. He says, and that's what the pasuk says, Tachas Hashelo Yavadatim is Hashem Elokeichem in the Toichacho and Kisove, beSimcha. A person by Sois Rabbeinu Yonah learned if a person has Yira and he doesn't have Simcha with that Yira isn't bringing him to Simcha, there's no Gilu Birada, then that Yira is no good. There's not Yira of trembling, Yira of depression, Cholila, that's not Yira Sashem. If there's Hashem be Yira, the if there's Hashem be Simcha, be Sameach with that Yira. The shofar is Yira. Trua is Yira. Trua means shivroin. Gemara says Trua is a style of crying. Me'idach Gisa, Trua also means to shout with Simcha. It brings the Maisa Rav, the Bashas Tkias shofar, the Gon was Merudik B'Simcha. Ivdo is Hashem B'Yira. Ivdo is Hashem B'Simcha. Be sameach ba'oisa yira.